His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
It's wrong. If you're in a wheelchair, get up and begin to walk. If you're blind, begin to see. If you're deaf, begin to hear. If you can't taste, begin to test. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I just heard something. There is someone here. You have anosmia. You cannot smell nothing. You're suffering from anosmia. They diagnose you with that. You know, you can't smell a perfume. You have no sense of smell. Come here quickly. There is someone with anosmia. Come on. Come here right now. Come on the stage. You have anosmia. Come. Touch me. Come. Ready. Yes, he. Touch me. Oh, he. Touch me. My. How great thou art. In the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed from anosmia. Come here.
Then sing my soul, my
Savior. Pick her up. Oh, pick her up.
How great thou art.
come here. How great thou art. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Are you, Lord God, Almighty? What is the Lamb? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is, there is. You are holy. 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 Are you, Lord? Are you, Lord God, Almighty? What is the Lamb? Worthy is the Lamb. What is the Lamb? Worthy is the Lamb. You're holy. You are holy. Come on, worship him now. Oh, are you Lord? Are you Lord? You ever knows me too? Come on. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy, holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Oh my. You're holy. You are holy. Worship. Oh, are you Lord? Bring me that girl over there with a lamp on her breast. In the back. Oh my. How long have you had this?
I caught walking this morning. It's been 26 years ago. And my taste went. My senses fell.
So you lost your sense of sense. 26 years ago.
26 years ago, I caught pneumonia. Yeah? I caught the walking pneumonia.
Oh, you caught pneumonia and you lost your sense of smell. You are holy. God's going to restore this now. Close your eyes. You are holy. There is a creative miracle. God is taking anosmia out of you. Are you Lord? Watch. There is. Watch. Worthy is the Lamb. Come on. Worthy is the Lamb. Stretch your right hand like this. Your right one. You're going to smell for the first time. Put on your nose.
It smells sweet.
Yeah. It smells sweet. Come on. For the first time, she has smelled something sweet. For the first time, she smelled something sweet. Something sweet. Something sweet. Something sweet. Something sweet. The earth is full of His glory. The earth is full of His glory. The earth is full of His glory. One more time. The earth is full of His glory. The earth is full of His glory. The earth is full of Who has done this for you? Who has done this for you? Who has done this for you?
Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Give Him praise. God bless you. She said, listen to this. She said, it smelled good. Isn't that amazing? That's a sweet perfume. God bless you. That's beautiful. God bless you. What's going on here?
Apostle Sully, and I just want to tell you this story real quick. When we came in town for a crusade last time, I stayed at the Fairfield, and I met him, and I was preaching to him to come, told him about you.
What has happened now?
He came here believing God for a miracle, and he has a problem smelling. He's never been able to discern the...
I can't tell the difference. I can smell, but I don't know the difference.
Yeah,
so since I was...
Now, you want to be... Is this smelling? Is it, he wants prayer?
He wants prayer because he can't discern. Like, when he smells, he doesn't know what it smells like.
All right, the guy's going to fix that. Talk to me. Where's the perfume? Bring your hand right here. Wait, I need that lady. You come right here. Put your hand out. Not him. Right. I've got to pray for him first. So, for 26 years, she could not smell nothing.
Side.
You can smell on this side. Now, let's get this side to go. Say, my, which side is that? Left? Say, my left side.
My left side.
Open up.
Open up.
Your sense.
Your sense.
Is now active.
Now active.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Give me your left hand. Go ahead.
It's open. Thank you, Jesus.
Give God praise for the miracle. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. 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 I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what is all for me. Come on. Took back what is all for me. Come on. Took back what is all for me. You have a problem with the eye? Okay. Which the Koshemak? How long has she had this problem?
Three years.
Lord, fix her vision. So tell us what God just did here.
For 3 years, her right eyes were blurry, and she said now she can see clearly.
Give God praise. Lift your hands up and give God praise. When we worship Him, He shows up and heals. Who has done this for you?
Abu.
Qu'est-ce que c'est, Abu?
Apotsari.
No.
Jesus did it for you. I put a praise for you, but Jesse, get away. Come on, interpret for me.
Man here, he had a bad vision for 1 year. After he prayed for me, that's when the bathroom washed his eyes. Now he said he could see everything all clear.
Give God praise! Love him away! Who has done this for you?
Thank God, Jesus.
Jesus has done it.
Yes.
Go preach it and tell it everywhere that Jesus is Lord. Give me another secret place book. Check yourself. Rise up. And again. And rise up. Eat three times. One more. Yes. Now look for the pain. Look for the pain. Look. Look for the pain. Pain is gone. It's gone. You feel? She says she feels good. Give God praise for the miracle. Amen. Praise the Lord. Clap your hands, clap them to Jesus. you feel good. What's that next for you? God, be the glory, Jesus. And I pray that the Lord will fight for you and cause you to recover whatever the devil stole from you. Total recovery. This is the year of total recovery. Gently, gentlemen. Total recovery. That's the glory. Total recovery. I'm excited about that. How long have you had this problem? You believe the Lord's going to take us right? That's going to do it. Jesus. Lift your hands to heaven. When you said how long you had the problem, you just announced to the enemy that the Lord is going to fix it. There's nothing you can do about it. He just exposed your enemy right now, and there's nothing you can do about it, because God is delivering you tonight by His Spirit. In the name of Jesus, where's Sister Samantha? Stand behind us. John, come stand behind her. Give your praise. You guys, back up. Stand behind her. Give your praise. You hear them? So on. Close your eyes. Whisper, Jesus.
I'm out of time, but before we go, I want to give you an invitation to receive Jesus in your heart. Simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept my heart as my Lord and Savior, and I am born again. If you receive Jesus in your heart, now you're born again. Don't backslide. Stay in Christ. He's coming back soon. Come join us in one of our crusades, and you'll be blessed. God bless you. Blessings, and thanks for taking time to enjoy this show. I'm out of time. I had to end right there, but we gotta go. But before I let you go, I want to lead you to Christ. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept my heart as my Lord and Savior. I am born again in Jesus' name. If you made a commitment to Christ, you're born again. Stand in Christ, read your Bible, and pray every day.
Began to speak in tongues. Those were not normal tongues. That was a prayer. 20 years on morphine. That's really bad. That's a long time. But God is now fixing it. He's going to surprise the doctors. I prophesy that dry bones will live again. I prophesy that your situation will change. I prophesy that by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. The curse is broken off your life. In the name of Jesus, just worship Him for about a minute and give Him praise. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you praise. You repeat what you said one more time.
I have pain all over my body, my neck, my arms, my back, under my feet, my legs, and everywhere.
just believe God. How long have you been having this problem?
Over 5 years.
5 years of pain. God is going to fix it now. Lift your hands up. What's your name?
Rose.
Your name is Rose.
Yes.
Lift your hands up. Stretch your hands towards Rose. That's why we do crusades, so we can come and minister to people. 5 years of pain. 5 years of pain is not good news. God is going to remove 5 years of pain out of her. Totally. Right now, it's going to happen. All pain is going to be removed and there'll be no trace of it. After 5 years, God's going to remove it now and she's going to be free in the name of Jesus. What's your name again?
Rose.
Rose. Stretch your hands with Rose. Pray for Rose. Pray. I anoint you with oil. For the word of God says, we anoint the sick and pray for them and they shall be healed. I pray a prayer of faith that, Lord, you set Rose free from pain in her body. Now I speak to the nerves. I speak to the nerves. Your nerves, God will heal you. Your nerves be healed. Not only your nerves, but your veins. The Lord touch your veins. The Lord touch your veins. You touch your body. The Lord heal you. The Lord set you free. The Lord deliver you. I break the curse of infirmity and I set you free by the stripes of Jesus. Watch out, watch out. That's the glory. 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 The Lord is healing you right now. The Lord is setting you free by His stripes. Father, give you praise. 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 Father, give you. Just give him praise. God is moving powerfully here. Father, give you praise. 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 Father, give you praise.
did the word of God come and supersede this womb, make it carry a high-risk pregnancy that insurance did not want to take their money? It's because the glory of God will cover you. The impossible becomes possible when the glory of God covers you. The impossible becomes what? Possible. That's how people are able to receive supernatural favor, supernatural blessing, supernatural deposits, supernatural restoration. Which means if somebody had lost the hair can grow back supernaturally. Can I hear men do that? If you're sick in your body, God is going to heal you supernaturally because your body is a temple of what? The Holy Spirit. So the word that lives in you is the one that's going to cause the miracle to manifest. I got two more things to say before I finish, because the Lord has already started moving. When a woman with the issue of blood came, she came to the Lord bleeding because many physicians could not fix her problem. So she turned to the Lord to fix it. But the Lord was busy. Somebody said, he's never too busy for me. So look at the Lord facing this way, and the woman is facing him. Religion tells you give up. Give up, you turn that way, and the Lord is heading this way. The Bible said, my sheep hear what? My voice. His word is his voice. So God says, follow me. I don't see nothing. Well, I see his back, so I'm gonna what? Follow him. So this woman now takes a risk that nobody wants to take. She breaks protocol. Someone said, break protocol. So what did she do? She pushed through all these people that were following Christ, and she said, I'm gonna do something you guys are not willing to do. I'm gonna touch him. That's what you're going to do in the next few minutes. You're going to touch him. When she touched him, she did not say, Lord, I'm bleeding. Stop my bleeding. No. When she touched him, virtue came out of him and dried her fountain. And the Lord and her knew something happened. He said, who touched me? And everybody said, we have a lot of people here following Jesus. What do you mean, who touched you? And she said, he said, somebody touched me. You can touch the Lord where nobody wants to touch him. It's a person-to-person connection with the Lord. You don't have to look at people to inspire you. You got to be willing to risk and do something nobody wants to do, to believe God for your miracle. Your family doesn't have to agree with you. Your friends don't have to agree with you. As long as you have faith that you can receive something from God. Your doctor doesn't have to agree with you. They could say you're going to die. You're going to say, no, I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. It's between you and the Lord. At the end of the day, you have to make up your mind whether you want to be free or you want to stay in that bondage. If you want to be free, you have to pick up your bed and walk. Someone say hallelujah. If it means to break through the roof and get the Lord's attention, do it. Hallelujah. Someone say amen. Surround yourself with people that believe. They brought this man to Jesus, and the room was packed, and there was no place to go. And they said, we're going to go through the roof. They broke the roof and lowered the sick person to the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what I call faith. You got to break through barriers. You got to take risks. You got to do what nobody wants to do. Someone say amen. Call Jesus at the midnight hour. Call him in the morning. Call him anytime. Hallelujah. Let's call Jesus one more time. America needs. The high schools need. Every marriage needs. Every church in America needs. Shout hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the one that I came to preach. That's the one I came to lift up. He's going to fix your situation. He's going to fix it now. I don't have to lay hands on you. The Holy Spirit will do it. I don't have to do it. I don't have to lay hands on you. If I do it, I'm just going to be quickened to do it. But you got to touch the Lord. Three ways to receive a miracle. One, believe. Simply say, I believe and I receive it. Two,
reach out. 3, take it. When I walk to a mango tree, I don't just look at a mango and say, oh, you look good. I take it. Why? Because I want it. Somebody say hallelujah. You want a miracle? Take it. Put your faith in action. Do what you could not do before. If you could not see, see. If you could not hear, hear. If you could not talk, talk. If you could not reach, if whatever you could not do, begin to do it. Put your faith in action. And in the glory, we are living in what I call time-free zone. So what do you mean by that? In the glory, there's no time. That's why we see people receiving creative miracles, teeth growing, people losing weight supernaturally, 20 pounds, 40 pounds. So how? It just went off their body because there's no time. So in heaven, there is no time. Yes, in heaven, there's no time. So what do you mean? A day before the Lord is like 1,000 years. So what do you mean? Oh, is that possible? Of course. Because our mind can't figure it out. It looks like it's crazy. Of course, it's crazy to the brain. Just how can a woman be pregnant without having to sleep with a man? Well, no doctor came to inject anything in her, but she became pregnant. Jesus entered the womb of Mary without Mary having to sleep with Joseph. That's why Joseph wanted to put her away, because Mary was pregnant and Joseph said, my woman, a virgin is pregnant, I gotta put her away. And the angel came and said, don't you do it, because the Holy Spirit is the reason why she's pregnant. So by the Holy Spirit, supernaturally she became pregnant. The things your natural brain and your hard work cannot fix. Prosperity doesn't come because you work so hard. It comes because you're obedient to God's word. So obedience with sacrifice brings greater results. Amen. So this is what you got to remember when you're in the glory. You are not at work. He's at work. So he gives you strength. So what works in the glory is instructions, not intellectual. You do what God says. The Lord told me to come to Port St. Lucie. I obeyed him. Now he's taking care of the rest. You follow instructions. Somebody say amen. I'm going to share two testimonies with you as I finish. Powerful testimonies. They brought unto me a child totally disabled. Now you have to understand that the witches had put a curse on this baby in Africa because the mother could not pay the bill. So they were going to kill the child. The mother brought the child. I took the child, held the child in my hand, and I said, I decree and declare that you're free. I gave the child back to the mother and said, your child is free. And right there, the child that was wobbly and disabled began to move. I told her, put your child on the ground, and the child began to walk and run instantly. That's the hand of God. Somebody say hallelujah. I didn't do nothing. I just decreed the word of God over the child, and the child was set free in front of our eyes, and the mother was able to take her child home without having to pay the witch doctors any voodoo power. That's the glory of God. Amen. Jesus Christ turns water into wine. You know, that's crazy, because if you did that, all the wine companies are going to be broke. You imagine all the water in Florida becoming wine. Kids are going to be drunk too. Watch this. He turned water into wine instantly. That is unexplainable, but it happened. If you don't believe the Bible, then you got a problem. I believe in the Bible. Some say amen. So how is he able to turn water into wine? It's a supernatural transition. You give God something, he gives something back to you. Good measure, press it together, running over. Some say amen. Watch this. He turned water into wine. So he walks on water. He violates the law of gravity. What do you mean by that? So he's able to walk on water because nothing is able to pull him down when he's on the water. You go try it. You're going to sink very fast. You go down like a brick. But Jesus walked on water. Why? Supernaturally, the glory carried him on water. Then he does something so strange. He tells the disciple, go catch the fish, take money out, go pay tax. Fish does not give birth to money. Fish carries eggs to make more fish. But in this fish, it has to be precise. The instructions to go get what? A fish, not an octopus. Go catch what? Fish, not a squirrel. The Peter obeyed, he took the fish, he got the money, paid the debt. God wants instruction followed. How do you follow the instruction? You hear in the spirit and you act on it. That's why they got money to pay that bill. Some say amen. So he tells them, go untie that colt and tell the owner the master has need of it. Instruction. They take the colt, he rides on it to destiny. When the Lord gives an instruction, you act on it. You what? You act on it. Right there, that's when the miracle happens. In the glory, we follow instructions. In our understanding, we'll follow our brains. But in the glory, follow what? Instructions. One more word I'm going to say and I'm done. Every time you face a challenge in your life or a problem like sickness, finances, marriage problems, children getting crazy, remember that your strength is being put to test. But the Bible says the strength of the Lord is made manifest when? In our weakness. God wants you to know that you need Him. Without Him, you are nothing. Somebody said, I'm just about to see the Lord moving in my life. So every time you're put to test, what do you do? Jesus is going to show up right there. Hallelujah. So the woman with the issue of blood, her fountain dried. Not because she stopped it, but because the virtue in Christ drained it and instantly stopped it. Your bleeding is going to stop. Your sickness is going to stop. Your cancer is going to go. Your HIV is going to go. Every devil that has been tormenting you is going to leave in the next 5 minutes. So I believe and I receive it. Say, I believe and I receive it. Say one more time, I believe and I receive it. Say, I believe and I receive it. I'm going to decree that you recover what you lost. If you lost a home, get ready for 7. Hallelujah. The repossessed one, get ready for more homes. Amen. You lost a kidney, God's going to put another one there. Amen. You lost an eye, God's going to put another one there. Say, I believe and I receive it. In the name of Jesus. God's going to restore you in the name of Jesus. It could happen instantly or gradually. But God's going to do it. Why? Because He is God. When I came to preach here, as I finished this testimony, a woman, they cut her breast out because of cancer. The cancer was spreading. They cut the breast out. So she's dying and I say, it's aggressive cancer. I say, in the name of Jesus, it stops now. After I prayed for her, she went to the doctors. They can't find the cancer. It's been now, it's almost 10 years. The cancer never came back. So when the Lord sets you free, you're free indeed. You're free. What? The cancer never came back. Every day they come for tests. They don't find it. So what in the world is going on here? The Lord took it out totally. He stopped it. Even though she had lost a breast, God stopped the cancer. God stopped the cancer. I said, the Lord stopped what? The cancer. That's the one I'm talking about. He's going to stop your bleeding today. Some of you have been bleeding a lot. He's going to stop it today. A young man left his wife. The house was burnt. She's pregnant. How pregnant was she? The lady, you know. 3 months? 7 months? Yeah. She was 7 months pregnant. The house burnt. The husband left her. He invited her to a crusade. I prophesied on her in front of everybody. And I said, I decree and declare that you're going to have a healthy pregnancy. You're free. She was also on drugs. Eh? God, I break the addiction off you. You're going to have a healthy baby. Broke the addiction within days. Within days. The Lord restored her marriage. The man came back and apologized. She has a healthy baby and they're restored properly. That's the God we serve. Can I hear amen to that? Your husband ran away, is coming back home to say, I'm sorry, I'm back. Hallelujah. Your wife ran away, she's coming back home. Say, I believe and I receive it. Now lift your hands up. Now I'm ready to release the miracles. Say, in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is. Say, I speak to my mountain. Bow to the name of Jesus. I speak to my sickness. Obey the word of the Lord and leave my body. Now say, financial hardship. Hear ye the word of God. I am not broke. I am rich. For thus says the Lord, let the poor say, I am rich. Say, in the name of Jesus, I have a financial freedom. I am free from poverty. Say, in the name of Jesus,
my mind is free from poverty, from lack. Every lie by the media, by the financial advisor about my finances be removed. Jehovah Jireh, I rise so your enemies can scatter. Poverty, go. Lack, go. Sickness, go. Disease, go. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say, I believe and I receive it. Say one more time, I believe. Your son?
Seven.
Close your eyes.
And there's some you that need a touch of my hand. Reach out to me.
I pray for protection over your son right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, protect him. Protect him. And trigger his learning ability. It swift in the name of Jesus. Protect him.
your soul. An attack on your bike has been thwarted. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. God bless you. Bring him. Bring your son. Quickly. This is your son. I want you, all your sons right there, okay? Where's the mother?
So it's one bitch.
What's your name again?
Sophia.
God bless you. You see, this is why I'm holding your hands, because when I call you here, I don't know why I was calling you, but I was instructed to call you. And as I walked from there to come here, when I see in your hands, I see a piano player start learning the piano. You love music?
Yeah.
God bless you. I'm blessed there. He's been blessed. It's right there. It's right there. Bring him back. Bring him back. When I was standing here, the Lord whispered to me to pray for him about it. And I was praying for other kids. How old is he? Amazing. I'm going to speak the word of God over your life, and you're going to be surprised what's going to happen from now onwards. God is rearranging and rewriting everything. Oh my goodness, I give you praise, Jesus. Yes. Can you stretch your hand towards Jathan? Jathan, just begin to pray for him. He's special before the Lord. He is special. Now, I just heard something strange. When I turned and came right away, I said, he's special before the Lord. I had somebody scream, trauma! What do you mean by that? Listen to this. We're praying for his mind. We're praying for his IQ and intelligence and everything. But there is a jewel in him. There's a psalmist in him. So, even as he pursues education, but he's a gifted musician. Very gifted. And it's just going to come. It will start with a desire. And it's going to go to the talent manifesting. So as it unravels, you know, you're special to God and he loves you. And I know there's a lot of people here, but don't be shy. The Lord is here too. I bless you with great wisdom. And I impart in you intelligence and understanding. And even the gifting God has put in you to praise him will manifest. When you reach 12, you're going to be very, very interested in drums. And for some reason, you're going to do very well in that praise as you bless the Lord. But not only that, I speak to your education to get better. You're going to catch quick, learn quick, and do well on that exam. In the name of Jesus, your hands are going to be moving quickly on that exam and test when you do it. It's just going to be unusual wisdom flowing through you to inspire other children. And you have a desire. You have a compassion. It's hidden. It's about to manifest. You're just going to, you're going to be surprised, because there is that care in you, that love and care, that will manifest and is going to draw people to you, and you're going to begin to talk to them about Jesus. The Lord has given you a shepherd's heart, a heart to care for people, and I speak and activate and stir up your potential, your smart. I prophesy that over your life in Jesus' name. Now lay hands on your child's belly and say, my son, you are smart. And I love you. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast, brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Sahli or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Sahli. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.